I just looked at the EU, for example, there's an average of 12.8 days across the EU. And, you know, even countries like Australia have 12 days, New Zealand have 11. We have 10, and we are that wee bit below the average for public holidays. So that's the first point of this. The second thing is that, you know, we have three recognised patron saints, for St Patrick, St Bridget and St Columbkill. The other two are recognised with public holidays, so I'm just asking that the Donegal man gets on there along with that. And I think it's, you know, his feast day is on the 9th of June, but there's already a bank holiday in June. So I think if they had a bank holiday in the first Monday in July, that it would potentially be a boost to Donegal in particular at that time of year, at the head of summer. And, you know, these things like Free Columbkill and Garton and all the areas that are associated with Columbkill across the county could benefit at that time of year from it. So that's where I'm coming from with it, Donal. And I think as well it does bring us up to nearer the average for public holidays and across Europe.
We know that there is a bank holiday, obviously, in Northern Ireland around about the time of the 12th of July. Now, that's going to happen on the 12th. It's not necessarily going to be a Monday. You wouldn't have thought about maybe trying to coincide the new Irish holiday with the holiday north of the border.
I think what I would like to see, Donal, is that it would be a long weekend because, you know, if we wanted to attract people into the county and to follow things around the story of St Columbkill, I think we need to get them into Donegal for a long weekend to do things like Slea Columbkill and so on, and to visit the places associated with them. If you have it on a specific day, a specific date, well, it could be Tuesday this week and Wednesday next year and Thursday the following year and so on. And it doesn't really suit people as well who are going to work the next morning and so on. You know, I think you find that maybe with St. Patrick's Day that, you know, sometimes it's a big event, sometimes it's less so because people have to get up for work in the morning and so on. So I think my idea would be that we have it on the weekend. So I'd like to see it certainly on a Monday. And specifically at the same time, you know, every year.
In terms of the persuading the people, that's not going to be a problem. There could be a job selling this to IBEC employers, organisations and those in the business community who may say, hang on a tick, we're pinned to the back of our collars already in terms of the pressures being put on us. I know the bank holiday is something we can't sustain.
Yeah, I thought about that too, Donal, and I said, yeah, and obviously that probably would be an issue for some employers if it meant another day off or if it meant double pay and so on. But I think there's a benefit to having say the first Monday in July, that it would be a boost, I think, across much of the tourism sector and or hospitality sector and so on. So I honestly think the benefits would outweigh the problems, and that we could benefit from people being here, being in the county, and following the path of St. Columbkill and so on. I think that would outweigh the problems that maybe some employers would face.